Good evening, gentlemen. Solo Man here. Now, here's an NHS nurse in the UK. She's 48 years of age. And she works in a psychiatric ward with unstable people, although she is unstable herself. As we know, Femons are greedy and moralists and scammers. So this Femon thought it'd be a good idea to buy a knife, to go outside the ward where she works, and to stab herself and say she'd been attacked. And all for compensation. And the investigation with the police and everything cost at least £103,000. But they found out that she actually bought the knife at Tesco's and staged the attack herself and stabbed herself. They even found searches before she stabbed herself about the Femon anatomy, so she'd know the better place to stab herself and not kill herself. And she was found guilty of wasting police time. And when the judge jailed her for 1 year, she collapsed in the dock. Because the gynocentric system doesn't hold Femons accountable. But sometimes it does. So she was in complete shock. Here's a picture of her at the courthouse. Doesn't look so sprightly. The hair's not done. There's no makeup. She looks pretty goddamn rough. And that is the real her. This shows the lies and deceit Femons are capable of, just for money. Think about the court case, the police time all been wasted on her lies and deceit. The link to the story is down below. I myself personally don't believe a word that comes out of a Femon's mouth. Mostly all of them believe they're above the law, and unfortunately, the society we live in, a lot of them are. But they're costing society billions. Proof again, guys. Never trust a Femon. You have a good night now, gentlemen. Take it easy.